You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So the role of men in marriage, parenting and family life have evolved over time and vary across cultures and individual preferences. Traditionally, societal expectations often placed men in the role of breadwinner and women in the role of homemakers. So we are looking about all things, the role of men in marriages and also in the family, and their role, Shem, is not to read the newspaper or PlayStation, play PlayStation the whole day or go to soccer. No. There's a greater one, and we are joined on the line by my elder, Elder Chisenga, who's going to help us, you know, unpack what the role of men is. My elder, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Thank you.
Good, good. My elder, before we get into the conversation, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay. We are praying. Our God and our Father in heaven, we want to thank you because you are a good God. You are the author of knowledge. You are the author of wisdom. As we engage in this discussion, we plead that you will come in your fullness and reveal yourself to us in a special way, and simply use this session to prepare each one of us for your soon and second coming, because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. My elder, we have societal expectations, right, when it comes to the men, so the role of men in marriages, you know. Have they changed, though, over the decades? You know, I mentioned the issue of newspapers. We used to grow up knowing that, you know, the fathers, they sit there by the tree, under the tree, reading a newspaper while the mother is busy, up and down. But have such things changed, or the expectations from society are still the same for men?
Allow me to put it this way. Before probably we get into the societal expectation, it is very important we understand the role of men in marriages from the perspective of the one who brought marriages into existence. In other words, marriage is not man's idea, it is actually God's idea.
Okay.
And when we peruse through scripture, like Job chapter 1 and verse 5, you actually discover that God expects men to carry out a priestly ministry in the family, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23, there's an aspect of leadership, because the Bible says, for husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. Then the third aspect that I would like to speak into is the aspect of love, okay? Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. Mm-hmm. And you realize that the standard of this love is extremely high, as it has been indicated in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Then Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4 provides another role. And you fathers, do not provoke your children, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. That is another role that we have actually been given. And there is also an aspect that comes in, the final one that I would like to speak into, which talks about us being the provider, as indicated in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 17, when man actually fell. Now, looking at the role of men from God's idea, that role has never changed at all. Probably what has just been changing is the environment in which we are living in, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which environment is this that we are talking about? A long time ago, like you have actually indicated,
yes,
we had situations where women probably could spend more of their role in the kitchen, homemaking, and the like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we have seen in the recent past, women moving into picking up more responsibilities in society, such as professional jobs, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
What else has been changing? You actually discover that life has become more demanding, both on the part of the husband and on the wife. You actually discover that post-COVID, it has just become so easy to set up a meeting, okay?
Yes, yes.
And these meetings can be done, you know, anywhere, all right?
Mm.
The demands on the family has continued to press. In other words, there's so much competition in the family. Mom, dad, children are being bombarded from different directions with regards to social media. Now, as the women folk move into professional jobs, and the men folk also continue to do their work of provision, there is a certain gap that can be created,
okay,
in the home environment if at all we are not careful.
Mm.
But remember, we still are the ones as men that are accountable to God.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones who have been given a special kind of responsibility to take care of our families in a well-rounded approach.
Mm.
Because when you look at Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18,
mm,
you actually discover that when God created Eve, he was simply saying,
mm,
he is creating a help meet for man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the responsibility in every aspect is still remaining with a man. And this can also be seen when something went wrong in the Garden of Eden. God did not question Eve,
mm-hmm,
as a matter of the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
It actually came to a man.
Mm.
So the point that we are trying to stress is that the roles still remain the same, but the environment in which those particular roles are supposed to be carried out,
mm-hmm,
have actually changed. And in one way or another, as men, by the grace of God, we need to up the game to ensure that we still are able to provide this particular role, perform these particular roles, even in this challenging environment,
mm-hmm,
so to speak. So it goes beyond sitting down and reading a newspaper. There are those particular aspects that God has actually revealed to us.
Mm-hmm. So we hear and we observe that us as wives, hey, we can talk, eh? We can talk, and the men say that when I'm an elder, us when we talk, you know, if we want to say something, we travel 500 kilometers, then come back to the same point that we wanted to say, instead of just saying what we want. But we as women as well also have a cry that, but men don't communicate. You know, they just keep quiet. They just keep quiet. They don't communicate. So now, does effective communication contribute to a successful marriage, you know? And how can men now really talk without us pushing them? You know, sometimes you will force a man, like, what is wrong? You will ask them a million times before they even tell you what the problem is, you know. So how can they, so how can they deal with that?
Yeah. You are right. Suffice to say that us men, probably communication naturally may not be something that is natural,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I wish to believe that it's important for us to understand that you cannot have a successful marriage without effective communication.
Mm-hmm.
We have no choice, but we just have to engage, we just have to communicate. And allow me to anchor my answer on what is indicated in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7,
mm-hmm,
where the Bible says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as a weaker vessel. Now, I want to just underline the text, dwell with them according to understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you actually discover that for us to understand, or for two people to understand each other in a relationship, in marriage, you cannot rule away aspects that relate to communication. In fact, if two people engage with each other communicating, definitely it will enhance understanding.
Yeah.
We cannot understand our wives if at all we are not taking some time to speak to them, to communicate, to understand what their feelings are and the like. And the other thing is that when there isn't effective communication,
Oh, we're missing my elder there. Network is going to elder, network, please. Network, please. Network, yes.
And if I am...
You may continue, my elder. We had missed you there a bit.
Yes,
you may continue.
Okay, thank you. So we are saying that if I am not communicating, if I am not speaking, it will be easy to be misunderstood, okay? And the other aspects, there's so many benefits that are there that we can actually accrue as a family in effective communication. It also builds, you know, it also builds trust. The truth of the matter is that conflict where two people are will always be there. But is there any better way of, you know, addressing a conflict than sitting down to have a constructive, you know, or discussion? And just generally, you know, the atmosphere within the home is so sweet when there's just that flow in communication. And so our encouragement to us as men, when we probably talk about our communication, is that according to Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6, we just need to ensure that we engage, we fill our speeches with what? With grace, so to speak. We need not be judgmental. We just need to create that time to join in and just engage in meaningful discussion, being just proactive about it, taking keen interest in what your wife is actually doing and what I interest her. And if we can only get also to a level where our lives are just simple and not complicated, you actually discover that it will be very, very easy for there to be a flow of communication. We may not be natural communicators, but really it is a must, and therefore somehow we ought to learn to communicate with one another.
And this next one, my elder, I know that, you know, it's not your fault, you know, as men. It's our various governments. And I know some are trying, Shem, to give men, you know, leave, same as women, you know, when they're going to give birth there. But looking at the fact that, for example, men, some would be given like 9 days leave after the wife has just given birth, while the wife would be home for like 4 months and so forth and so on. Does that impact the division of roles between men and women when it comes to parenting? Or it's okay, you know, men are able to balance it, even if though they're at work for those first crucial months, they are able when they come back from home to help out and you know, take care of the baby, for example, so that the mother can rest, etc. Or is like, me, I'm not on leave, so you take care of everything.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Really, like you have actually put it, one would think that the aspect of shared parental leave is a concept that is being advanced for the purposes of gender equality, so to speak. But I think the truth of the matter is that maybe we can just look at it a little bit different, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is that in the society in which we are living in, the demands of work are extremely high, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And even when the demands of work are extremely high, it probably becomes a little bit difficult to take some time off our busy schedules and attend to the needs of home. But I wish to believe that, like you have put it in different countries, different pieces of legislation are coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Probably in South Africa, I've talked about 9 days. Elsewhere,
yes.
Like where we are, we're talking about 5 days. Couldn't it just be a beautiful thing amidst all these particular challenging situations to just take advantage of that which is at your disposal or at our disposal as men to just begin to in other words, execute our God-given role. Remember, what we are talking about is there's a priestly ministry, there's leadership, there's love. And allow me at this particular point in time to focus on the fourth point, which talks about training and admonition, okay?
Mm.
So, yes, it is our responsibility as men to train and admonish.
Mm.
In other words, even as our wives, engaged in this particular aspect, I wish to believe that it is more of a delegatory role. We need not disassociate ourselves from aspects of training and admonition. Isn't that even a better way to begin to blend when you receive the blessing of a child within your home? Isn't that even a better way to just begin those very few days to begin that particular blending, which ultimately I wish to believe is going to pay dividends not only for us as men, but also for the rest of the family. So in my view, we need to just pick it up and do what we can in order to perform our God-given role.
Mm-hmm.
We need to just pick it up.
Mm-hmm. There is a, for example, here I've seen a couple of organized or men creating organizations, my elder, you know, to mentor young boys, because they could see we have a lot of families that do not have fathers involved, etc., and they're just stepping in to play that role because the men need that. So how important is it for the men and the fathers as well to play that role model role in the lives of their children, and a positive one to that effect? Because we do have fathers that are there, but the things they're doing, you know, we can write another book that is very long there. But so now, what is the role of them being good role models to their children?
Yeah, like you have indicated, it cannot be overemphasized.
Mm.
Really, what we can simply say that our children learn more from what we do than that which we say, okay? So simply put, we need, by the grace of God as men, to live the kind of lives that we would want our children to actually live. In other words, we need to walk the talk, okay?
Yeah.
And in doing so, yes, we do agree times are hard. There are various challenges that could be there. Work could be demanding from different direction. But we just need to create that particular time to carry out our God-given role. And one of those particular roles, as we have continued to emphasize, is according to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, which is talking about training and admonition. And there is no better way, so to speak, than we can do it than leading by example. And so we just need to be deliberate, create that particular time. And the truth of the matter, I think I mentioned in our introductory remarks, that the society in which we are actually living in, we are seeing in a number of instances women and wives becoming professionals, okay? Husbands as well, they are in the professional world and in their own, they're doing their own things. What this actually does is that it creates a gap. And God forbid that that gap should actually be created where we leave our children at the mercy of helpers.
Yeah.
We leave our children at the mercy of what they are seeing on television. We leave our children at the mercy of social media.
Yeah.
So the truth of the matter is that since God has given us that particular leadership role, we need to ensure that there is no vacuum that has actually been created. And so there are no two ways around it. We just have to be present in one form or the other to show our children in the manner in which they need to grow.
As we wrap up, my elder, yeah, this one, my, I hope it won't open a lot of a can of worms, but we have a lot of families that do not have fathers there. As in, who is to point, we don't know. That one might take us far. But how can men now actively contribute, you know, to creating a supportive and nurturing family environment? Because we have seen that most of families is the mother and the children, the mother and the children, you know. But when they are there, the fathers, you know, how can they make sure that the children do see the beauty of a full family?
True indeed. We just have to so to set time aside. And one of the roles that we talked about through which we can set up that particular time is just finding time, specific amount of time, for us to just pray together as a family, okay? The setting around of time is probably being deliberate about it, such as probably just having meals together. We know that we are out there in the world. We have made our monies, and sometimes you could have several cars that are around. Why not just come up with a deliberate effort in the bid to connect between husband and wife and children to say that maybe in the morning we'll be deliberate about dropping, moving in one vehicle and dropping children at school, as an example. I know our dynamics may differ, family dynamics may actually differ. That's where, at the end of the day, we just need to be somewhat present and foster certain kind of values that we would like to see in our children. Because the truth of the matter is that if we are not spending time with our children, okay, and it is highly likely that we may not even know what is happening even within their lives. We may not know what is it that is creeping in. They're looking for direction, they're looking for guidance, they're looking for counsel. But if we are not there, believe you me, somebody else is going to counsel them. And at the end of the day, the results are going to be disastrous. But what we are saying is that we may not get into, per se, the nitty-gritties in the time that we have actually been given. But I like James chapter 1 and verse 5, which simply gives us to say that is any of us lacking wisdom? Let us ask. So in other words, when we are having that particular conversation with God and things are coming from different directions, We just need to ask the counsel of God to say, how is it that we as men can carry out our fatherly role, to just provide that conducive environment even within the family that will be supportive and that will help, you know, everyone to be nurtured into people that God would have them be.
My elder, we have spoken. The Bible even says that let those who have an ear hear. So thank you so much, you know, for coming through and speaking to us about the role of men in our families and also in our marriages. I hope that they were listening. But me, I have listened. And I know mine is listening there. So my pastor, my elder, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for the families? Pray for our men, our so that they become present and also there. Please pray for us.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Shall we pray together? God our Father, we know that when things went wrong in the Garden of Eden, you came searching and you asked Adam a question, and Adam was quick impliedly to blame you and to also cast the blame upon Eve. But the truth of the matter is that we as men, many an instance, have continued to be away in one form or the other from our post of duty. Our God and our Father, we are asking that you may forgive us, but at the same time, we pray that you may strengthen us, crown our lives with a special kind of wisdom on how we ought to be present even within the home, that our impact, our God-given impact and responsibility that you have actually been given unto us can be felt even in the lives of those that are around us, because we know too sure you desire to impart certain important values to our children, to move from one generation even unto another. This is something, our gracious, loving Redeemer, that we cannot do through our own power. So come in your fullness, be with us in our families, and simply create a little heaven on earth, even as we live in these end times. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Amen. And have a blessed day too. Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.